Now, that's a satirical YouTube video called Zanga Zanga, and the MC that you're hearing there is none other than Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi. The video's gone viral, and it's been met largely with an enthusiastic and positive response from the Arab world. Now, here's the twist. The video was made by a Jewish Israeli living in Tel Aviv, and that Jewish Israeli from Tel Aviv is joining us now. He's Noah Alush. He's an Israeli journalist and musician. Noah, good morning.
Good morning.
Or good afternoon for you at this point.
Yes.
Zanga Zanga, give it. Why the title? What does that mean as Colonel Gaddafi sort of raps in your video there?
I will tell you the truth. In the first place, I didn't know what does it mean. I saw the speech, and it was really funny, and it was really sound like something that can be danceable. And I just play with it and do the remix. But in the first time, I didn't know what did it say. Just after I uploaded the video to YouTube, then the people there start comment and tell me what is the meaning of Zanga Zanga.
And what is the reaction?
But it sounded so funny, so it's meant to be like the title of the song.
Oh, and what do people tell you it means? What's the context for people in the Arab world?
Zanga, if I'm not wrong, it's like a street. Like Gaddafi said, we are going to find the rebels, like street, road, house, like something like that.
All right, we're going to hear a little bit more from your video, Noah, from Zanga Zanga. Listen. Now you're using Colonel Muammar Gaddafi's own words against him. Those are words from his fiery speech from the wreckage of his former palace in Tripoli, right? What kind of reaction have you gotten from the Arab world?
Most of the reaction was positive. 90% of the reaction at the start, mostly, because at the start, most of the Arab people that posting the video didn't know that I'm from Israel. But then someone from Lebanon find out that I'm Israeli, so he started telling all his friends that I'm an Israeli. So I really got a lot of bad comment, like bad Israeli and bad Jew, and I hate Jews and I hate Israel and all that. But 2 days after it become really viral and a lot of people watching it, it was something like a lot of people write me things really amazing for me to Israeli to see. Like, I'm from Egypt, you're from Israel, but I really love the remix, and let's hope that in the world will be peace, salam, and all that. Or someone from Libya that wrote to me on the wall, like, I hope when Gaddafi fall, we will dance this track on the square. So it was kind of amazing to see the reaction and the comment.
Well, Noah Alush is an Israeli journalist and musician from Tel Aviv. He sat down at his computer, fired up the autotune, and has wound up being a viral sensation in the Arab world as countries from Bahrain to Libya undergo revolutions at the moment. Noah Alush has remixed Colonel Muammar Gaddafi. Now, the last time I checked, this video that you're hearing had about 500,000 hits, and we'll see where it is by the end of the week. Noah Alush from Tel Aviv.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing. Or
politics.
Country music.
Hockey.
Sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.